Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two of the show. You can take control of the phones, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
So last hour we talked about racism and how it's definitely still out there in this country. In fact, we had a caller right towards the end of the hour who described himself as a white separatist. He wasn't he didn't think he was superior. He didn't call himself a white... he didn't say he was superior, even though he at the same time was taking shots at the black race. And
he clearly felt they were inferior.
He didn't think that he was superior except for genetically... mentally,
right? you know what it seems like to me. It seems like people like him, they get born into a racist family, and then mommy and daddy are racist, or daddy's racist, and he teaches you to not like different people of a different color. And then down the line, when you become an adult, you try to rationalize your racism, and you go and you look for evidence that will back up your beliefs. Sort of like the intelligent design people go and try and dig up as much so-called evidence as possible that backs up their beliefs. This guy is trying to back up his belief system because he claimed that, well, I've got scientific evidence that shows that blacks are inferior to whites. Oh, come on. Really, even if it might be true that blacks are caught for violent crime more often, and really, they're just caught for violent crime more often than anything else, even if all that is true...
Actually, more often than not, they're imprisoned for nonviolent crime.
Yes. Most people in prison are in there for nonviolent crime.
And I'm sure, you know, when you have people pointing guns at you all day long, turns out, you know, seems like you might live in a more violent world when you're constantly being threatened.
Right.
Even whether or not you're violent or not.
So, yeah, one of the major factors in, of course, this whole racism thing is the war on drugs, which is more of a war on colored people. Because they're targeted more often than anyone else, really, in the war on drugs. They're singled out. Racist cops, of course, are on the beat, and so they are more likely to pull over blacks and Hispanics, for instance, and hassle them over drug crimes as well. I don't want to get back into that, but let's talk to John in Florida. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello. Hello, John in Florida. You are on Free Talk Live. John? Well, maybe he's not there. Hello,
apparently
John.
Not.
All right, going once. John going once, John in Florida. John going twice. See you later.
Hello.
Oh, John's
Hello.
Here.
Oh, hey.
Hey, John.
How's it going?
You're on the air, right, man. What's on your mind?
Sorry. Listen, I was the kid that called a while back about the whole marijuana thing.
Yes, sir.
And I just want to say I didn't think it could happen to me, but... I've finally become a victim of the drug war.
What do you mean?
My cousin just recently, he's been addicted to heroin for a while.
Mm.
And
that's no good.
A couple weeks ago, a guy came in. My cousin was dealing. He saw how much my cousin had, and he shot him, and he killed him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. This is not in Florida. This is in Raleigh, North Carolina, where there's a lot of gang problems and stuff.
Wow.
And it doesn't really matter, you know, I mean, there's it happens all over. I'm really sorry to hear that, man.
But,
Well, he brought it on
himself.
You know,
it just really bugs me that if government was run how I think it should be run, my cousin would still be alive right now.
Why is that?
Because that junkie would not have had to have gone to him.
Right.
Have gotten his heroin.
Yeah, that's true. They
could have gone to the drugstore.
Could have gone to Kmart.
That it just bugs me. And another thing that bugs me is how I'm just sorry. I'm venting. I'm very upset. But I mean, the government now is putting all of their transgressions and all of their mess ups on my generation. They are all of this spending. I'm going to have to pay for, and my children
right.
are going to have to pay for.
You're talking about how the Republicans are just spending a bunch of money that they don't have.
Well, the fact that we spent $5.5 trillion in the last 6 years kind of bothers me.
Yeah.
And the fact that I'm going to have to pay for it, and I have no say in what goes on.
Hmm.
I mean, I don't think minors should be allowed to vote, but I think 18 is a good age, but I definitely think that we should have more say in what goes on in government. I mean, basically, people my age, even at 18, really aren't getting out there and voting,
and
really.
What's really frustrating is when you're 16 years old. If you're 16, and you're how old are you, John?
I'm 15. I'm about to turn 16.
So when you're 16, you can then go out and legally get yourself a job at most places. And
well, yeah.
Which means you then have the privilege of paying taxes without the ability to vote at all. I mean, if you think you're oppressed now, wait until you get to pay a good chunk of your paycheck and not have any say whatsoever.
No, I'm already I was already a busboy, and like a percentage going out to Social Security,
mm-hmm.
just basically my paycheck, like 10% of it was just gone.
I found, though, you know, I'll say this, that I found, though, that there isn't any sort of significant difference amongst people who are my age or younger, and I know some very young political activists, and, you know, the views range. You know, there are plenty of young, you know, Democrats, and there are plenty of young Republicans. You know, there are plenty of young Democrats who support all the Democratic social welfare programs. There are plenty of young Republicans who absolutely support the war.
Sure.
It's just everyone, you know, I felt like when everyone was young, they didn't talk about it as much. It was just, there's problems. And nobody ever really discussed what those problems were. But if you look at and you talk to those people, it's the same thing. You know, the same problems pervade, you know, it's not just an age group thing.
Well, the only solution is the Free State Project, and of course, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime, and for more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. How do you feel about the Free State Project?
I can't really say how I would feel about it right now, just like due to my age. I think it would be a lot easier for somebody that's just starting out, that's 18, like I will be in a few years, to commit to it as far as like, instead of like building a family of where you're at. I mean, you're basically...
Oh, yeah, it's definitely easier for somebody who doesn't have as many ties and as many roots to just sort of pick up their life and move themselves to the Free State, and so, in which case, I would highly suggest you seriously consider it. And again, our condolences to you and your loss there and your family, man. But,
thank you, man. And I have to ask you one more thing.
Yes, sir.
If, first off, I would recommend the movie American History X to the man that just called in. It's a very poignant piece about racism in modern America, or separatist, or whatever the heck he calls it.
That was a fine movie.
Yeah, oh, have you ever seen it?
Yes, I have.
It's a very, very effective movie. It's very moving. And I was just wondering when the Free State Project goes through, if there's any way at a state, maybe this is just ignorance, is there any way that a state government can refuse to send its citizens off to the draft? Because, I mean, the way I see it is,
I think that if a state government has the cojones, they can refuse anything that the federal government tells them to do. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-5791. That's how it was originally supposed to work. The states were supposed to stand up for the rights, their constitutional rights, of their citizens. And now, of course, as time has gone on, the states have just given up their people's rights and just given up all of their sovereignty.
Anyone they can.
Whatever.
And they've made ones up to give up.
Yeah, if a state...
Mommy government!
If a state just simply stands up and says, no, we don't want any of your federal money, you can keep it all. In fact, we don't want any of you federal agents even coming into the state anymore. Why don't you just stay away?
Bzz.
That states could do that if they wanted to. They could say, oh, drug war? Not in New Hampshire. We've decided to end the drug war in New Hampshire. What's that, DEA agents? You still want to come in here and run stings on people? Well, how about this? We're going to arrest you if we find out that you're on New Hampshire soil. How about that? We'll send the state police after you and put you in our prison. I'd be happy to pay $50,000 a year to keep a DEA agent in the lockup. More coming back. 800-259-5791. This is your show. Free Talk Live. Take control.
Congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Sooner or later, we all have to face it. We live in dangerous times, and the more prepared we are, the better our chances are to survive them. The threat of a terrorist nuclear attack, a dirty bomb, or a nuclear power plant accident, or a nuclear waste spill is something we all face every day. That's why no family should be without the Nuke Alert. Small enough to fit on your keychain, the Nuke Alert monitors for dangerous radiation levels 24/7, and its long-life battery lasts for 10 years. It's made in the USA and is individually accuracy-tested. Your Nuke Alert will let you know if you're entering a contaminated area or if you're being exposed to hazardous levels of radiation. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Only $16 per year will protect your family for 10 years. And for a limited time, you'll also receive a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of preparedness information. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Nuke Alert. Isn't your family worth it?
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the phones, 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jonathan.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the listener map, which you should check out because it's really neat. Go to map.freetalklive.com. It's just a fun thing. You just check out where the other listeners to Free Talk Live are located, all across the United States. In fact, all across the world. You can punch in your name. You can put in your picture if you have one of yourself. You can also add a little phrase, and then you press enter or whatever the button is. It puts you on the map, and you'll add yourself to our listener map. We've got about 275 listeners that have taken the time to map themselves. It's really quick, it's easy, and it's neat because we actually had one guy say that he reunited with an old college buddy of his he hadn't talked to in 15 years. He just happened to spot him on the map, and they live like, you know, 20 minutes away from one another.
Amazing.
And we're bringing people back together here on Free Talk Live because of the listener map at map.freetalklive.com.
What was the expression that Badnar always used, like lighting the fires of liberty one heart and mind at a time?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I feel like it's like that. You can watch the fires burn on the map.
It's really cool. Map.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Matthew in Massachusetts. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello. Hello, Matt.
Buddies.
Hey, what's
hey.
Up?
it's lighting the fires of the liberty one heart at a time.
I believe. That's it.
Something like that.
Yep.
Cool.
Great saying. Did you know that New Hampshire is growing in more ways than one?
What do you mean?
Well, this is true that there's something, you know, just a proof that New Hampshire, there's something going on great in New Hampshire when towns are defecting from socialist Vermont and joining New Hampshire.
Oh, you're talking about Killington.
There's that one, and I think there's one other.
Really?
Yeah, that wants to join New Hampshire.
That's basically what's going on here is, I don't know about the other one, but I know that Killington is a ski resort town, and the people that live there are pretty angry because they're paying out millions and millions of dollars in taxpayer dollars to the Vermont State Capitol, and they're not getting very much of that back. And so they just have basically said, well, we're tired of Vermont. Let's become Killington, New Hampshire. And so they've come to the New Hampshire state government and said, yeah, we'd like to join your state. And kind of the funny thing is, Killington, Vermont is several miles away from the state border. So it would literally be like a little circular area in the middle of Vermont that might become a part of New Hampshire. Of course, it's contingent upon both states agreeing to it.
And Vermont's not going to agree to crap.
Yeah, and Vermont's not going to let their little cash cow go very easily.
This wasn't Killington. This was some other town. This was right on the border. And in fact, I think it happened already. They've gone over to New Hampshire.
Sweet.
So just a little town right on the border. Now New Hampshire is just a little inched over a little bit that way.
Maybe we could just keep recruiting little towns on the way to Killington. That way there's just kind of this arm that comes out of New Hampshire.
Exactly. And I got a different topic. I got a little message from, speaking of racist people, I've got a little message from homeless John in Little Rock.
Yes.
You know, and he's doing well. He's apparently is looking to get that job. And,
right.
But he's ranting about Jews and, you know.
Yes, he's a racist black man, homeless John.
And, but anyway, I was just a little update there on John. He seems to be doing pretty good.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, all of the racist people should just move together. All the racist white people can move together into one area, and then all of the racist black people can move together into another area.
They ought to be close by so they have something to
something to talk about.
Yeah, you know, otherwise they got nothing to talk about.
It's funny you say that because I know for a fact that there was this office building that Harvard had one part of the, like, apparently right the next floor down had some neo-Nazis, and then right above them had this
Black
racist black group called the Five Percenters.
Huh.
And they're like in New York, I think. And
5% of what?
5% of humanity, the good 5%.
I see.
So anyway, that's what they call themselves, the Five Percenters, and
interesting.
You know, they're like right next to each other. You know,
that's funny. I think Torque is 2%, right?
Huh? What's that?
One of our co-hosts is 2% black, so you know he's getting there.
Right.
Oh, okay. Well,
Matthew, thanks for the call, man.
All right.
800-259-5791. This email from Howard, and then we're going to get to the Army guy who has a very interesting little blog entry. Howdy, guys. I downloaded some of your podcasts by virtue of Podcast Alley. My interest in libertarianism spawned by my disgust of what's become of conservatism. In any case, you were reeling me in for a bit, but then suddenly I began to feel like I'd fallen into a whirling vortex of absurdity. The hobo abortion analogy. I don't know where to start. There's a slight difference between the commitment level required for either situation. This is your analogy, man. Do you want to recap it?
My analogy is that you know, I'm trying to come up with a fiscally conservative analogy for abortion. You know, like people say, well, abortion's a pro-life issue, but I mean, it's also a liberty issue too, because, mm-hmm. you know, that fetus affects the liberty of the mother. And so I decided, what if it was like a homeless person that I had invited to my house and now I decided I want them to leave and they won't? No matter what.
Right.
Can't get them out.
Now I know the analogy you're talking about.
I thought it was a little absurd myself, but let's go on with his email. He says, it seems like there's a bit of a difference between kicking someone out of my house and kicking someone out of existence. Are you saying it's okay to kill unwanted house guests if the only other alternative is having to put up with them for a few months?
Oh, yeah. Are you telling me that somebody, hold on, I'm coming to your house, buddy. I'm going to come live there for 4 months,
it,
5 months, 9 months.
It is the way the law currently works, and I don't think that we'd suggest that if there were an alternative. We're saying, you know, and I agree because I was the first one to bring this.
It is essentially
you kind of clarified it a little bit. I like your analogy a little bit
better. It's a polishing of your analogy.
It is, and I think it's a good one. I like it.
Obviously, thumbs
up,
it's yours.
Yeah, well, no. I'm saying I'm thumbs upping your...
Yeah, so it's packing... bag. Never mind.
Backpack.
Each other's back.
I like your advancement in my theory because I think it is a little bit better because it makes it equate... You know, it equates it to something that currently exists, a homeless person. I like that, but, you know, the thing is I feel like if science did, you know, I only support the fact that, okay, you need to get out, homeless guy, parasitic little fetus, you need to get out. And I think women should have the right to say that. Now it's up to science to save that fetus. We have the technology to, for example, take that fetus and implant it into a goat womb, but people aren't okay with that. People aren't okay with that level of science, but it's there. It could be possible.
So that,
you know, maybe we could
have
a human. Have a human that's, you know, gestated in a cow or a horse.
You're saying that would save the fetus.
Yeah.
Right. And you know, from my understanding, and I have only done a very small. I believe basically
Why
believe
would
Johnson
object to that.
I don't know, but and let's not be clear. Let's be clear here that somebody's got to pay for this.
Right. I have a feeling that there's about to be like a torrential flood of calls of people objecting to that.
Well, who would pay for it would be the anti-abortion people.
What about this guy here?
He should
pay
for it. Yeah, but a human being being gestated in a horse womb? I mean, there's something a little bit weird about that. I think there are plenty of people out there that would be. But okay, now aside from that, now we don't even necessarily have to say horse womb or goat womb.
Okay.
I'm sure our technology is approaching the level where we could have a lab womb that is just, you know, a cloned woman.
Yeah.
You know,
a scientific womb.
A scientific womb, something in a big test tube, you know, that's, you know, a womb. And if we can have that, then there's no reason why women shouldn't be able to evict these people.
Indeed, and the anti-abortionists could fund every single one of them because they are the ones that want to keep the kids alive, so therefore they should be paying
for
it.
And they should also be paying to raise these children, not the state.
Well, actually, that wasn't even the issue of the email. If we get a chance, we'll get back to it. 800-259-5791. This is your show. Free Talk Live.
You can live for weeks without food and days without water, but without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. Oxygen is truly the breath of life. Where oxygen is abundant, disease cannot live, but where oxygen is deficient, disease will thrive. Are you getting enough oxygen? If you spend much time indoors or live in an urban area, you're probably oxygen deficient and don't even know it. This makes you vulnerable to all types of chronic disease, as well as undue emotional stress. Clearly, increasing your body's oxygen level without negative side effects is critical to attaining good health and a sense of well-being. This is especially true for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and all health-minded individuals. The Unmedical Miracle Oxygen is a book that will show you safe, easy ways to increase your body's oxygen level. Get it now for just $14.95 with free shipping by clicking the blue and white oxygen banner at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
With the rising gasoline prices, war, and inflation on the horizon, you should be concerned about the purchasing power of your money. Since 1960, the U.S. dollar's lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do to protect your hard-earned money? Genesis Radio is proud to bring you the solution, the Silver Liberty Dollar. It's different from the U.S. dollar. It's 100% inflation-proof because it's 100% backed by real silver. It's already the second most popular currency in the U.S., with 100,000 people using it to protect their purchasing power. G. Edward Griffin, the author of The Creature from Jekyll Island, endorses and urges all Americans to get silver Liberty dollars and beat inflation today. Don't stand by and watch your hard-earned money lose value. Retain the purchasing power of your money by putting it into the moral, legal, and constitutional currency, the silver Liberty dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org. That's www.libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-639-3655.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest-growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the phones, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with literally thousands of posts, over 60,000 of them for you to surf around through, and nearing 1,000 users on the Free Talk Live BBS at freetalklive.com. We're in the midst of an email. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. This one from Howard, and he says, I have made a stupid comment or two myself in my days, and yeah, we've made our share on the show, no doubt.
Oh, yeah,
about it.
Every day.
But the next comment, that there is actually no difference between whites and blacks when it comes to crime, only that blacks are targeted by the law.
Huh? That's you.
Even Louis Farrakhan can't make that statement with a straight face. Do you think that whites are sneaking into black and Hispanic neighborhoods and committing crimes which they get away with because the cops are only interested in arresting blacks?
No, there's no reason to commit crimes in most black neighborhoods. Most black neighborhoods where it's solely black, you're talking about working class and under sort of incomes.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking now. Many blacks, many blacks live in integrated neighborhoods like mine, for instance.
Right.
We have a couple of black families that live on the street. The houses are worth $350,000 apiece.
Mm-hmm. You mean they're not falling down ramshackle crack houses?
No, and they're you know what? They don't come out of their their houses and the front doors in the morning and like and take a cap a couple of cap a couple of rounds at the honkies next
right.
door. They don't do that. It's amazing.
You don't yell at each other racial epithets?
No.
No. Well, what do you think it is then, man? What do you think is the fact that these neighborhoods are poor and they just happen to have black people in them and therefore that's why more black people are arrested in those neighborhoods?
I think that the biggest problem that blacks have is what they built for themselves and the government's built around them being black. If people forget about that part a little bit, they'd be a lot better off because it's the grouping together, the government's able to, the getting of the handouts of the government.
Right, the government tells them, you're victims. You've been victimized. You look, in the past, you were slaves. You should be made right because of that. Let's have reparations or let's give you affirmative action and give you benefits because you're black. You deserve to be treated special. No, everybody just deserves to be treated the same and given the same opportunities. But unfortunately, our government actually destroys opportunities for... And it's not just black people. It's poor blacks. It's just poor people. Poor blacks, poor Hispanics, and poor whites. The government destroys opportunities for poor people. And as a result, they are forced to, for instance, go into drug dealing. I mean, because that's a great way to make easy money. I mean, that's an easy way to get out there and earn some income without having to jump through any government hoops. Whereas if you wanted to open up a restaurant, you have to jump through all kinds of crazy government hoops. If you want to deal drugs, you just have to go find yourself a supplier and some clients.
And it's also a form of entertainment that is affordable.
Drugs, you mean?
Yeah.
And
poor people, that's one of the reasons why I think a lot of poor people engage in drugs is because that's a form of entertainment that they can afford.
Or maybe they feel like their life is hopeless.
That too.
Lose themselves.
And let's suppose for a second that young black males are just somehow more likely to commit crimes than young white males. Let's say that's true.
Do you think it's genetic?
Do you think it's born into their genes?
The racist that called earlier would believe that.
Maybe he does. I'm asking people to ask that question. Do you really think that that's in their genes, or is it a supposedly a cultural issue? I mean, you know, it's a way of looking at this. I don't think it's, you know, I personally don't know whether or not there's a difference in the races as far as how much crime they'll commit, that kind of thing. I don't know. You know, I know that there's certain cultures that agree with crime more than others.
I'm certain if you watch the news, you certainly see a racial prejudice all the time. White cops beating up black guys.
Well, you know, that's what he's suggesting is absurd. He's suggesting that my original suggestion was that the reason why a lot of black people get arrested for crime is because there are a lot of racist white cops. And from my experience, and maybe it's just down here in South Florida where this happens, but I have a kind of a... I think it also happens throughout the South.
Maybe in Louisiana.
I don't know much about the North, but around here, there is a lot of there's the good old boy network, okay? And the good old boy network is comprised of a bunch of white boys in government positions of authority, and a lot of these people have that old-time mentality of that black people are bad people. They're old-time Southern racists. And if you put an old-time Southern racist in a position of authority, what's he going to do? Is he going to go down to the white neighborhoods and stake out houses down there to see if there's any drug dealing action happening? Or is he going to go to the black neighborhood and go take down some black people because he doesn't like black people because he's a racist?
The other thing that I think needs to be made clear is that a lot of these old-time Southern racists have been raised this way. Aren't even aware of the fact that they're racist. Mm. No idea.
They're just more likely to go after.
They're more likely to go after black people because they assume, well, that's a black person, probably a criminal. Mm. You know, and they make these things, and it's so accepted by their friends. It's such a low. That's what I'm talking about when I talk about low level racism. Is that there's so many people that speak in a racist fashion, and it's so accepted by their peers that they don't even get that it's racist. It's not challenged.
I guess that's what I'm trying to get at is chicken and the egg on this. If you say that young black men are more likely to commit crimes or violent crimes or drug crimes or whatever statement you make than young white men, are you the chicken or the egg at that point? Are you creating it, you know, so that the cops then, you know, people that believe that then?
Right.
I mean, you're going to create that crime.
Yeah, if
you're the cop that says
If it's common knowledge.
Yeah, it's common
black
knowledge.
People
and you're,
commit crimes
you're making
often.
Stupid statements to say otherwise.
You're creating a self-fulfilling prophecy by doing that, saying, well, since black people commit more crimes, we should focus more on the black neighborhoods. Therefore, we're going to arrest more and more black people for committing
crimes. Or have more black people having guns pointed at them on a frequent basis by cops.
Yeah. Anyway, that's what I have to say to that, Howard. Thanks for the email, ftl@freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Luke in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello, Luke.
Hey, I am an example of a pro-life libertarian.
Okay.
Many of us are.
There's many out there, yes.
I think life is a good thing.
There are many pro-choice libertarians, but let me just explain in rational terms my argument.
Okay.
Basically, the central... tenet of libertarianism is the axiom of non-aggression, okay, which states that you have a right to do anything that does not invade the rights of others. Okay, now, the baby, I believe, has a right to be in the mother's womb because that's the only way the baby can survive, and if she evicts it from...
What about tenancy of the womb of the mother? I mean, doesn't she have a right to the tenancy of her womb?
The who?
Tenancy. People living there. There's a person living in her womb. Does she have the right to decide whether or not there's a person lives in her own womb?
Well, she was the one who decided to have the person live there in the first place.
So right. She doesn't have the right to change her mind.
You're right in a sense, because the only way that I can really argue that a fetus has a right to be inside of a mother's womb is to argue from natural law perspective and to say, you know, this is the way that nature works and, you know, that's just how
I see. Here's my question for you as a so-called pro-life libertarian. Would you outlaw abortion?
Well, that's the thing. Laws are not necessarily the best way to enforce anything.
So I want to ask you how you want to put a stop to abortion when we come back. Think about that, okay? 800-259-5791, because obviously Luke would like to stop abortions, but he doesn't want to pass a law to do it, so we'll see what his answer is. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, toll-free. You can take control of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their photo. And it's not just any old photo. It's actually a picture they specifically took of themselves, proving that they listen to Free Talk Live. Usually they do that with a signage of some sort, handmade, that references the show or references a personality on the show, and we put them up on the Shrine. And we really appreciate our lady listeners. That's the point of the Shrine, to show you off. And it's not a beauty contest, by the way. Ladies of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors, there at freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones, back to the fun. Luke in North Carolina. Now, Luke, you describe yourself as a pro-life libertarian, and I ask you the question, well, if you want to save, if you want to make it so that abortions don't happen anymore, how are you going to do it without outlawing them?
Well, that's a really good question. You know, I don't really have a good answer to that, because obviously any kind of law enforcement is going to have bad side effects.
Certainly.
Even, I mean, so really, you can make an argument that yes, you know, we're going to have back alley abortions if we outlaw abortion, but
no doubt that we would.
Absolutely going to have that.
Well, if we outlaw murder, we're going to have back alley murders. I mean, I don't know. You know, you can. That sounds
murder is just absurd. Murder is just wrong. I mean, nobody could possibly believe that murder is wrong, so it doesn't need to be outlawed.
I think law probably isn't the correct way, because I think that if a mother is not going to defend her own child, then you know that's pretty much, you know, the end of the...
So what are you going to do? I mean, I'm glad that you're not advocating passing a law, because that'd be very anti-libertarian. So what are you going
to
do?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying what I don't necessarily have to do anything, quote unquote. I'm just saying what I believe the right is. You know, nobody has to enforce.
Well, if you care, then I think that you should do something.
Right. I also need to step in here, because I also need to say, you know, also outlawing murder doesn't necessarily, it's not a cause of anything. I mean, outlawing murder doesn't cause murder, unlike, you know, outlawing abortion, which does cause problems, and it does cause back alley abortions. It's totally different. You can't make that analogy. But what did you think of what, you know, I was saying about, you know, fetal relocation, or the, you know, kicking the homeless person out, but with scientific support? In other words, you know.
In other words, allowing the mother to eject the fetus, but
having it be grown in a surrogate womb of whatever sort that be, whether it be animal or.
If somebody sponsors
or
it.
Cloned human, you know, womb that's only just a test tube or whatever.
Well, you know, if that could be done successfully and the, you know, baby, when it was finally born, didn't have severe problems as a result, then I think that would. Probably.
Who pays for it?
That's a good question. But let me just say one more thing. What if we just take Manwich's analogy one step further and just say, well, once the baby is born, you know, the baby is just an unwanted guest in the house. So can the parent just throw the newborn out the window or in the dumpster?
There are essentially provisions for this in current law. I mean, you know, if a baby is dropped off at a hospital or a fire department, there's no questions asked.
Okay, so
essentially put up for adoption. Bam. Oof.
Okay.
And hopefully, there's some loving parents out there that'll take care of it, and not some sick person that would.
Here's what I'd like to suggest for you, Luke. I mean, if you care about ending abortion, then you should be wanting to do something. I think that what you could do is do what Johnson suggested, and maybe get behind some sort of a research effort, put some money. All of the people that want to see abortion come to an end should put their money behind researching how we could possibly save these fetuses, instead of putting money behind lobbying for more laws, which you're not going to do. And another thing that you could do is just, support an advertising campaign to encourage women to keep their babies, to basically persuade women to come to your side. I think that's really all you can do, and then keep your fingers crossed.
Maybe advocate things that would keep unwanted pregnancies from happening in the first place.
Certainly. Obviously, being safe is a good idea. Luke, thanks for the call.
All right.
800-259-5791.
You know, I think even though I'm currently pro-choice, because with the, you know, my fetal relocation, you know, that isn't going to happen currently. And I think, though, that if fetal relocation science were to come about, it would certainly be very hard to have a defensible position of saying, well, no, I support that you should be able to still, you know, still execute this fetus.
Yeah.
You know? It would be very hard to defend that position if.
So all the anti-abortionists should really be putting their money towards that particular science.
Yeah, I would really think so.
Let's talk to the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. I got some bad news.
What's that?
The jury is in on Irwin Schiff.
Uh-oh.
Mm. Yeah, he got axed.
What happened?
Well, I don't know all the details. I just read some on the blog site.
You just got the verdict. The verdict is guilty on all charges?
Not all charges, but like 10 of them.
Has he been sentenced yet?
No, they'll sentence him at some future.
What's he looking at?
Oh, I think he's looking at like 40 years.
Ooh. Irwin's like 80 years old, isn't he?
He's about 87. So
wow.
Life sentence for sure. He would still have the appellate process, but you know, the whole trial thing was such a joke. The judge wouldn't allow evidence in.
That's always how it is with Irwin Schiff, by the way, a tax freedom advocate. He's been fighting the income tax for decades, and he's still at it, and he keeps getting handed defeat after defeat after defeat because of what you're talking about, Gene, where the judge just won't let these people present the case that they want to. They won't let them defend themselves in the way that they deem appropriate to defend themselves. The judge will only allow what he deems appropriate, and of course that's never anything that they want to present.
Well, I'm beginning to think that there isn't any way at this point to turn the beast around. The beast is unstoppable. And
are you giving up, Gene?
I'm not giving up personally, but I'm giving up the hope that any of the
the freedom fighters in this country can turn it around.
Well, I don't think it's too late. I think it's I think giving up is pointless. Giving up hope is a waste of time. We'll talk about that. Should we give up? Is it too late? Thanks for the call, Gene. 800-259-5791. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business in the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call CalBend toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalBendPureSoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. If you call now, we'll try to sneak you in here because we're only here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Go grab up the archives there, freetalklive.com. We got the last 6 days of them right there on the front page of the website. In fact, it's all for free. We've been giving you archives for almost 3 years now doing this show. It's always been free. It will continue to be free. But if you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, you want to help support us, you want to help spread the show to more radio stations, to more Internet listeners, then you should consider the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And you can get the details at amp.freetalklive.com. What will it allow people to do, man? Which
help us to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. You know, we're trying to advertise in trade publications and on the Internet and to get Free Talk Live seen and heard by more people.
And it costs money, which we don't have a lot of.
Mm-mm.
So that's why we're asking you for a little bit, $3 a month. It's totally voluntary. If you don't have it, don't worry about it. You can keep getting everything for free at freetalklive.com. In fact, we've got little goals that we want to reach with the AMP program. And when we reach 50% of our final goal, for instance, we're going to cut back on our commercial time by 2 minutes an hour. And then when we reach 100% of our goal, we'll cut back another 2 minutes per hour. So we're going to be cutting off 4 minutes of commercials per hour once we reach our goal. That's a tremendous reduction.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to replace it, of course, with more showtime. So get all the details, amp.com. www.freetalklive.com. We actually had Gene the Christian Anarchist on the line a moment ago, and he reported that the trial for Irwin Schiff has resulted in a guilty verdict for Mr. Schiff. And Irwin Schiff is a tax freedom advocate. He's been fighting the income tax for pretty much the last three decades or so. And he's been put in jail over it before. You'd think he'd have learned his lesson, right? You'd think he'd have gotten out of jail and said to himself, I've had enough of this. I'm putting this away, and I'm just going to be a nice little law-abiding citizen from here on out. Well, he continued to fight the income tax, and he was again found guilty today. He's now 87 years old, looking at some prison time. And Gene kind of threw up his hands, and he said, I don't know if we can turn this around. Can we turn this around? Is it too late?
Well, to turn it around, as all I can say, the only answer I believe that there is out there is the Free State Project. That's my personal opinion. But I'd like to talk about the rebellion or the standing firm against the machine kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
The man, as it were, is Irwin Schiff probably felt pretty low that first time when he got convicted, too, and
right.
Certain times while he was in prison having to eat that crappy food and listen to the guards yell at him or whatever it is that he had to deal with. But sooner or later, when you're that kind of person, it just rises up in you again.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the night that the Supreme Court ruled against the Kelo case.
Sure.
Man, I didn't see any point in doing this radio show.
Really?
I just didn't. What is the point coming in here every night and working for freedom when crap like that happens?
Well, the point is that we could possibly, as we put it earlier, light people's hearts with liberty, you know, one person at a time.
Well, you know, it's clear that we got a long way to go.
Obviously.
If the Supreme Court's taking away
but it's a fight.
Right,
it is a fight worth fighting. It is a battle worth spending time and money and effort on, because of there is still a chance. There is still that sliver of a chance that we could actually get liberty back in our lifetimes. And I certainly don't want to sit around and allow the tyranny to just happen.
Me either.
The only thing that keeps coming to mind is wasted vote syndrome. And I know we're not even close to an election.
Oh, we'll talk about it again.
Talk to people about it.
Hey, we're going to be back tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. As always, it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And man, we'll see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And keep up the good fight.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.